Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to share another part of my chat that I had with that Persian woman named Lily from a while back. In this part, we talk about all the crazy stuff that goes on in this world. If this isn't your cup of tea, then be aware I'm releasing two videos today. The other one is going to be a long-form conversation from either January or February. But if you choose to stay and listen to this, I hope you enjoy it. Before I play the clip, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, here's my chat with Lily, so enjoy.
I know you speak about precognitive dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in that. I want you to speak about that. What do you think they are? Why do you think they happen? I'll tell you what I think they are, because they happen to me as well.
Okay, give me your examples of your precognitive dreams.
So a few years ago in 2012, I became interested in lucid dreaming and out-of-body experiences. Mm-hmm. So I started practicing them, like YouTube. I learned it from YouTube, mm-hmm. and I started having them. So after a while, I had not that many,
okay,
but
just
some
stop,
dreams
stop,
that
stop,
came
stop,
true.
Stop there. So lucid dreaming. So give me your first lucid dream. You became aware that you were in the dream. What did you do when you became aware of the dream?
Every single time I become aware of it, I fly, because that's what I like to do.
Okay.
And I try to kind of imagine the things I like around me. But I'm not very good at that, so I don't manage. I end up waking up. And that's what I do.
Okay. So you notice the dream was different than a normal dream?
Oh, yeah.
How so?
Yeah. It just feels more real than real life sometimes.
Okay.
But,
so then ask yourself this. Yeah. So the colors are more saturated. Like everything seems like the blues are super blue. Like when you, or like the reds, everything's just highly saturated. And if you look at the surface, if you look at the ground, or does it look more real than real?
It feels more, I would say, high quality.
Yeah, so high fidelity, definitely
higher
quality. Okay, so then you have to ask yourself, if the real world is lower definition than this dream world, then isn't it possible that we could be living in a simulation? Because that's like if our reality was actually in a lucid dream and our dreaming was in this reality, it would feel the normal way that most people, when they go to sleep and they have a dream and it's just kind of like a vague thing, they don't really see detail or remember too much about it. So,
okay. So wait just a second. Let me stop this recording and start again.
Sure. Okay.
Let's start again. Cause I didn't want to lose the conversation, in case anything goes wrong. Okay, we're back again. We're talking about precognition and lucid dreaming. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like if when I first had my first lucid dream, I looked at the grass on the ground. And I looked at the grass and I'm like, that's not real grass. I'm in a dream. And then I started touching the grass and just like touching it with my hand. And I'm like, this isn't real. And then all of a sudden the grass felt, and the colors of the grass were more real than real, which kind of was shocking, because it's like the mind made something that wasn't real in the mind possibly even more real than reality, which was just, it was totally strange. Like, anyway, so yeah, when you meant the flying thing, I had those too. And, have you ever tried flying through the ground and under the ground? Because you can not only fly, yeah. So you understand that. So, yeah, just
It feels different. The emotion I have.
Yeah, the dream feels different.
Trying to, this kind of it's not happy, it's not ecstatic, it's different, and I want that feeling in real life, but I don't have it. I only get that emotion when I'm in lucid dreaming.
Okay,
Yeah,
so lucid
kind
dreaming
of magical.
and then you were talking about astral projections, like or like out of body experiences. What did you do when it knows?
Well, with out of body experiences, I think there is it's the same thing as lucid dreaming. It's just that there's this time gap where when you fall asleep and then you start dreaming, you're conscious all the way through. So there's no gap. That's the only difference between lucid dreaming and out of body experience, in my
Okay.
experience.
Okay.
So if you feel your body going numb and it feels like you're moving out of your body, but that's not actually happening.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the only difference. I think they're the same thing. It's just that in lucid dreaming, you miss that moment where you fall asleep and your body becomes paralyzed, and then you wake up in your dream. In out of body experience, you don't lose consciousness. You experience the whole thing.
Okay. I mean,
And
I haven't experienced that, so I wouldn't know. Okay,
So
so
that's
anyway, getting to back to precognitive. So give me an example of your first precognitive dream.
okay. So it wasn't precognitive, it was an insight about a situation. So for I was anyway, I was dating this person and I had a dream that they're married to a blonde woman and have a 3-year-old son. And that was true. Later, I found out. And I was thinking there was no way I could know that consciously. And how could I have that dream so accurately? And then when I found a picture of his wife and his child, they looked exactly like the people I saw in my dream. And that was very strange. And I didn't have that many of them. And I don't remember now, but I have dreamt stuff that happened. Nothing major, minor things. I dreamt about a bird flying by my window, and then I woke up, and it happened like 10 seconds after,
Okay.
something like that. So yeah, is that what they are,
No,
or are they
it's I
different?
okay, give you an example. So like the first pre, like the let me which precognitive dream should I bring up? So the first time, well the first time a few times it happened, like it happened after I took something called lorazepam, which is a benzodiazepine. Like it's one of the th things that Jordan Peterson got hooked on. So lorazepam, I took one of these pills. It knocked me out for like 24 hours. I woke up like 24 hours later. I was like zonked out. And then the f next few days, I started dreaming things, and they started happening, which was just bizarre. So, you know, I dreamt that I was, but not only just they were happening, but I was almost in the p place where they were happening, which is even more strange. So, I dreamt that I was in a lab coat. I was in this hangar. And that, like, I was taking all these like burned pieces of something that it had crashed, and I'd been like putting them down on these yellow like lines, and then I woke up and I knew that this had happened somewhere, and I thought something was wrong with my website business, so I went and I looked online. I was like, "There's nothing wrong with my business," but I get this feeling that I saw this, and then I went to the news site and then I saw that the space shuttle had exploded. And that all of the
Wow.
debris was actually the charred pieces that had fallen from, and they were taking the black pieces and putting them in a hangar, kind of to figure out what had happened. And so I was seeing this when it was like when they were getting these pieces and like putting them in there, right? So that was another time I was sleeping. I had this dream, and I'm one of two snipers. There's two guys. I'm on one roof. There's other guys on the other roof. We both have like sniper rifles. And a man gets out of a car, like a limo, and then he gets out of the car and he like gets out, and the door is like literally like maybe 2 meters away from the door. So he's moving really quickly from the door of the car to the door of the building, and I'm aiming at him and I shoot him and I kill him, right? In the dream. And so I wake up and I'm like, that happened somewhere. Like that's I'm like, this is crazy. This is like the space dream again. Like, and it, because it felt like a different type of dream. And so I'm booting up my computer because this is like in 2003, and computers were, you had to turn it on and you had to wait forever to kind of get it back on. And my father calls me. He's like, "Did you hear the Serbian prime minister was assassinated by two men with sniper rifles?" Like, so I was watching this through the eyes of the person shooting,
Wow.
right? So it's like, how do you explain that? Like, it's just
Excuse me.
so it's not just it's like remote viewing, but it's also, is it precognitive? I don't know, because it's happening the moment I'm actually seeing, like, I'm seeing it through the eyes of the person who's actually doing it at the time, which is,
I think that's astral projection. I think that's what they call it.
I don't
If
know, but it's just like,
you experience it live when it's happening, I think that's what they call it.
but I'm in the person. So I'm in, like, literally the person's body as he's doing the act.
You feel how they feel.
Just
You think how they
like, I had a
think.
mission to do. That's all I remember feeling. It's like, I gotta get this.
Oh.
Like, and the guys, I see the other guy, and we're like nodding at each other. We're like, yeah, we know what to do. Like, do it, take the
Yes.
shot. And then I take the
So you
shot.
could. You were actually in their perception.
Yeah, and then I, like, later I saw the photo of the where the place happened, and it was exactly along that building where the car was. It was exactly the same thing. So how do you explain that? Like, how do you
I
explain
don't know.
seeing reality through somebody else's eyes? I mean, it's just so strange. And there's a show called Quantum Leap, and the main character, Sam Beckett, he puts himself in the perspective of Lee Harvey Oswald, the guy who killed John F. Kennedy. And he's looking through the sniper rifle, and he's trying to stop himself from shooting the president, but he can't. He still shoots him, which is kind of interesting. So that was like those dreams where you're actually in the person are really, really fascinating. So I had another one of those recently, the most recent weird dream I've had about a year ago, maybe a year and a half, maybe even longer now. I don't even remember. But so I'm in the dream. It's the 1960s. I get the idea that it's either 1961 or 63. I don't know. Those two numbers keep popping up. And I'm in bed with this woman, and like, we just had sex, and then she's looking at me and she's like, "There's something different about you." And I go, "Oh, there's nothing different about me. Like, you're imagining things, whatever." And then she says, "No, there's something different about you." And then I
Oh my
tell
God, I just
her,
got goosebumps.
"Okay, why the goosebumps? What's so..."
Don't know. Just
Like, she
so
sensed that there was somebody else in the person that she was with, right? So she would be like, so she's speaking normal English without an accent. So I'm talking to her, and like, normally she's not my type of woman. Like, she's like almost completely flat-chested. Like, I'm just like, I don't normally like that. I'm just like with her, and I'm just like, okay, like, I'm just with this person. And then I start telling her, I'm like, "Okay, you got me. I'm not really your husband, boyfriend, partner, whatever. I'm a guy who travels from conscious, my consciousness travels from person to person, and I fix the things that went wrong in that person's life, but I don't fix just one event in the person's life. I fix many events in the person's life." And I said, like Sam Beckett from Quantum Leap. And she's like, "Oh, I love that show." Like, you gotta remember, it's 1960. So the consciousness, something's happening with the consciousness. But I'm not, that's not me talking. I'm in this person who's in another person talking to this person. And then so what I do is I wake up, and no, so before I wake up, she tells me, she's like, "Thanks for telling me. I appreciate your honesty." She said, My name is Anne Christie, not Agatha Christie, but Anne Christie, and I'm an author." Right? And then her accent changed from a, like a normal, like, American English, Canadian English accent to a British accent as she was saying that. And then I woke up and I was like, this person exists. So then I went online and I found her, but now she's in her 80s. But I found younger pictures of her, and that was the exact same person I was with at that moment. And I contacted her. She didn't get back to me, but eventually I added, like, she added me on Instagram, which was kind of really interesting. So.
It is really fascinating, actually. I've with my out of body experiences, I had glimpses of these sort of. So I believe you when you say that, because I've had glimpses of them, not experiences like you, And
I get specific,
freaked me out.
But I get specific details. Like, you can't make these details up. And then I would type in, like, Anne Christie, and Agatha Christie would pop up. And I'm like, she knew that the search results would, like, how do, you know? And then she wrote a bunch of, a couple novels, and she wrote a psychic phenomenon numerology book. And so she's an artist. She does paintings. She does photography. She's another woman that lives alone. She doesn't, like, live with, like, anybody. So, again, there's that same kind of energy that we spoke about earlier with the whole Wonder Hussy thing, right? Like, this, like, maybe there's a specific wavelength of like, person. I don't know. I think there's something going on. But, I never saw, like...
It's hard to ground it. It's hard to... I know that you understand it at some level, but it's hard to ground it. The thing is, you do a very good job at grounding things, like bringing them back to earth.
You mean telling really a story well. Or just kind of...
No. You can, for example, something, you can explain something unexplainable really well so somebody can understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just word salad.
Well, I can't,
so,
if I explain...
Because you're very practical.
Yeah, because if I can't understand it myself... Then how what business do I have trying to explain it to anybody else?
Yeah, but it's still one of those things that it's very hard to ground it. It's hard to bring it back to this world. You know what I mean?
But it, like, the story I told you is very basic. There's nothing that's, like, out of the ordinary, too complicated.
It's hard to understand it. It's like, how you start thinking, who am I then? What am I? How can I get inside of someone else? Who's that person then?
Well, you're trying to figure out, you're trying to say to yourself, okay, so if I'm this person in another person, why am I in that other person? I don't know. And then, like that person is explaining something complicated and I'm trying to understand. And I don't know. It's a really complicated, like I don't know, I don't have all the tools, like, and I don't have all the answers to why what is happening, right? And that's, it's kind of like, I have to guess, I have to say to myself, okay, I have to think, what could possibly be causing this? I don't know. Like, that dream, I don't know, because that dream, I've never had any dreams like that before. Like, I've never had a dream where I was in another person, sleeping with another person, like, 50 years in the past, and telling them that I'm another person, but I'm observing that person through, like, it's just, it's so strange. It's complicated, right? Like, it's just, there's so many layers to that. And then finding that person in real life and all, you know, there's all these different things. And I've never experienced anyone, like, you could, you know, you've said I've had lucid dreams. You've said you've had lucid dreams. Well, that's okay, right? Like, everyone, like, people have had them. They're, you know, you can fly, you can have sex, you can do whatever you want. It looks more, that's easy to define. But then when you start having experiences that are harder to define, how do you have to create a language. You have to create entire ways of seeing that world and explaining it so that other people can understand it and so you can understand it. Like, I think that's kind of...
Maybe that's the project for you.
What do you, in terms of what?
You can start a channel and try, you know, explaining those things.
Yeah, look, I can... there's channels out there that I've talked to that are like... Like, they talk about things like the love bite and aliens and, you know, like, other entities and all this kind of thing. But the problem is they don't explain things in a straightforward, simple way.
Exactly. That's what you're good at.
But why can't they just explain it normally? Like, why can't they say, like, this is... But, and then they'd have no proof, right? Like, they don't even have personal proof. What they do is they take stories from other people that are just hearsay... That are not...
Okay, it's like, you know, they talk about these things in spiritual communities all the time. But it's hard for me to believe them. Because I'm like, you're not even here. You're not grounded. You're just somewhere else.
No. But maybe they talk about experiences that other people have had. But they don't talk about the experiences that they had. Like, this is... Like, they don't say, this is what happened to me. And then it happened again. And I can't explain this. Does anyone have an answer? Right? Like, they always have an answer. They're always like, this is what happened... And this explains it. And that's, and I'm just like, it always wraps up nicely, right? There's always this like happy ending story and like they've figured it all out. And they always have an explanation for everything. And I'm like,
isn't consciousness outside of the mind?
I don't know. Are we in a computer and this is just being projected into a body? I don't know.
In.
That's a possibility. I have no idea, right? Like these are all questions. Like, a friend of mine today posted, he's like, God isn't alive or isn't dead because, he's neither dead nor alive, right? And I'm like, dude, we're ants trying to explain an elephant. You can't explain, like, you're an ant, you're looking up at the elephant, you're like, that's an elephant, and
Can you even
it's,
see the elephant?
yeah, no, we don't have the tools to understand, like, and I'm like, look, we are four-dimensional beings, right? Like, and then we understand time, and we in sp you know space, we're three-dimensional, and then we have the fourth dimension, which is time. We don't even understand time fully. Like, if we could go backwards and forwards in time, we would now be four-dimensional beings technically, right? But we're not, so we're three-dimensional. But there are like multiple dimensions above us. So why don't we work on figuring out dimension number four, dimension number five? And then we get up there and we meet other beings that are on those other dimensions. And then we start asking them, like, hey, what do you guys know about God? It's like, because we're coming from down there, right? We're the ants and we go up to the bumblebee and we're like, you can fly. They're like, yeah, I can fly. It's like, what can you see up there? Like, well, not very much. Like, I can see some houses, and I don't even, they don't, these are some red roofs, and they can't even explain it, right? So then, and then the bees, as a bee, you evolve into a bird, and then you start moving up slowly, up, up, up. And then maybe you start understanding these deeper concepts when you become a human being, if you talk about evolution. But like, we don't know, like, what we don't, we're trying to understand things with tools. We don't have the tools to understand complex things. This is the problem, right? So I think clarity is the most important thing. Like, you want to explain these things in a simple way so that people can understand it, so that they can go out there and add to your book of knowledge and say, you explained it a really good way. Now I understand what happened to me. Now I think that this and this and this and this is going on.
And
So.
maybe you can use them even, maybe you can have develop techniques that you can use
But I've already
some
been.
of the mind powers, I don't know,
Okay,
to
so there are.
control some of that.
Okay, so yeah, no, I think there are scientific explanations for these things. I don't think that they're just like voodoo spiritual stuff that people like to talk about. So I've noticed that when I have precognitive dreams, there are three things that are always present: intense emotion, either positive or negative, a light source that's 3200 degrees Kelvin, which is like an incandescent light bulb, and number three, there's usually like a body of water around. Like, it doesn't have to be very big. It could be a small river, it could be an underground river, it could be a pond, it could be an ocean, it could be, it could be something, anything. It's just some water nearby. So when I think about that, I think to myself, okay, like, water, electricity, that's like electric energy in the air, light energy. Like, and then there's emotional energy. All of those things interacting, opening up a window for me to see that future in a dream in the past. So then, you think to yourself, okay, if I can see the future, then all I have to do is, when I have a really intense emotional experience in the future, all I have to do is open or turn on a light bulb and be near a body of water, and then I can send that information to myself in the past. And then I can use that information to change the course of that reality. And I've done that before. I've had bad outcomes later on in life, and I warned myself, like, when I'm an old 80-year-old man, like, I had a dream, like, I had the experience, something bad happened, and I went to the fridge and I opened the fridge, and in the fridge there was the light bulb, the incandescent light bulb, and I stared at the light bulb for like 5 seconds. And then I remember visualizing the pond outside of the house, and I was very unhappy with my life. So there was this very negative energy. So I was literally, I had figured this out in the future, and I was trying to tell my past self that this is how you will get this information. Like, change this future because it's not a good one. So anyway, that's kind of my perception of it. So you can change your future by seeing that future and then sending that information to yourself backwards in time.
Yeah, I haven't thought about these things in years.
But then
This is the
nobody has
first
come,
time.
nobody has ever had similar experiences. I've been trying to find people with similar experiences, and I can't find them, right?
I
Like,
had to I had to stop because it was kind of making me a bit crazy. So I had to kind of let it go for years and be just as grounded as I can because I was losing my mind. I wasn't handling them very well.
Well,
So
this thing
yeah.
is, the thing with these experiences, the more you want them, the more it seems to attract them, which is kind of bizarre. So, like, I remember when I saw a UFO over the lake in Lake Ontario, and it was like glowing orange light, the same color light that I, wake up from, the temperature, color temperature that gives me those dreams, the precognitive dreams. And I saw it over the lake, and then all the other planes and boats were moving. But that light was not moving. It was just in the middle of the lake over the water, and it wasn't moving. And I was with that masculine girl I told you about earlier, like the 20% like feminine energy. And I said, I think that's one of those orbs that I've read about and saw pictures of online. And I look over and I'm telling her this, and then the next thing I know, I look back and the orb is gone from the middle of the lake and it's right above our heads, right? So this thing like literally figured out that I was thinking of it, and it came right over in a hurry, right? Like it was like what's going on here? And then I look back at her, and she's running to the car, like she's freaking out. Like it was just like, because she had seen it go from the middle of the lake to over our heads in a split second. I didn't see that. So just imagine you're standing there in the middle of the lake, and then this light just kind of goes right over your head, from like say 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers away. In like less than a second, like she just lost it and she ran off. She was freaking out. So anyway, I'm just like, the thing with that story is like other people have had stories like that. There's a guy who films these things over the lake, and he's like, every year they get a little bit closer. And I think they know I'm doing it and they're getting closer. And I'm like, dude, I saw this once and it flew to my head. Like, what does that mean? Like you're not doing something right if it's taking you like 10 years for them to get a little bit closer to you, right? Like it's just funny, because a lot of people they talk about these experiences, or they want to have these experiences, but they never have them. And I don't know like why I would have all these. Like I've had so many experiences, but other people have had none. It doesn't make any sense. Like,
Yeah,
is it
not
because,
everybody can have them. I
but
don't think
Like,
so.
why do, okay, you had them and then you said you had to stop. So you had to stop trying to induce cognitive dream or lucid dreaming? Is that what you said?
No, it was getting out of my control. I was having them without wanting to.
You were
I
having
was having
what?
out of body experiences and lucid dreaming without wanting to. I didn't want to have them, but it was out of my control, and it was kind of getting a bit dark, like scary. So
Scary
I
how?
didn't want to have them. Well, yeah, same thing. I was having like dreams about aliens, but these evil aliens were after me, were trying to kind of tag me, these sort of things. So I freaked out, so I stopped. And yeah, it was getting a bit cuckoo, so I
Okay,
stopped.
gotcha.
I wasn't sure if I'm imagining it or yeah, it was giving me a lot of anxiety, so I stopped.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the means to just travel, and like I would start like an alien or Bigfoot travel channel, and I would go to places where people see aliens and like UFOs, and I would wait. See, the thing is, that UFO that I saw, I went to that same spot about 50 times before, and I never saw anything. And that one time I went there was not planned. It was just like a random, I was driving past there. I wasn't supposed to be there. And then I'm like, hey, want to check that place out? Okay. And then like 2 minutes later, I'm by the lake. So it's like, if these things can consciously understand what you're seeing, and then you randomly just went there, they're like, fuck, he wasn't supposed to be. So I think that there's probably a part of that as well. Like they're like, if you're looking for these things, sometimes they don't want to be found. But then if you just kind of randomly do things without, then they have to randomly kind of, they don't know if you're gonna, like if you flip a coin, like say you go somewhere every day, and then some days you might go there and some days you might not. And what you'll do is, as you're getting close to where you want to get to, you flip a coin, and then some days randomly it'll go one way or the other. So if these entities are, they can see your intent from a long time away, like ago, like for like, if you're thinking about, I'm going to go there, and then half an hour later you're there, they can kind of adapt to that. They can kind of, if they sense your thoughts, then they can kind of adapt to you being there and they can
I have a
disappear.
question.
Sure.
If, well, let's say these are like entities, and are they evil, some of them? Or is it our kind of my projection? Was that my projection, or is it actually like an, was
Well,
it my
okay,
anxiety? Like,
so the people have said these orbs that fly over the lake. Some people have said that what happens is these orbs, they come to you and then they land and they can turn into different things. They can turn into other people, they can turn into other beings, they can turn into animals. So whatever these things are, they have the ability to change shape and take different form. So if you're like, say, a multidimensional being and you exist on a higher plane of existence and you want to visit this existence, you have to take the existence on this, you have to take a form on this plane of existence, right? So that I think that that's what these things might be. But then they also fly into the lake and, you know, they're measurable by light. And I don't know. Like if I had stood there and I'd waited and that thing was there and I didn't run off that particular night, you know, if I would it have landed? Would it have turned into something? Would I have been talking to something? I don't know. But wouldn't that have been interesting? Like, you know, it's just like, can you imagine you're standing there and then like this thing, this orange orb just lands and it turns into a person, just an ordinary person. Like,
Yeah.
would you go up to that
If you
person
say
and
that,
talk?
they would take you to a hospital immediately. Don't say that anyway.
No, but you've got proof. Like, say you filmed this, right? Like, say you've got like
Oh, yeah.